This is Lancer Radio at lancerradio.org, where you're with Over Coffee. I'm Dot Cannon. Witches, werewolves, and a great gay protagonist are all part of the new fantasy novel Coven of Wolves by Peter Saenz, and Peter is going to be reading from his new book this Saturday during the Author's Lounge of San Gabriel Valley Pride's Pride Festival 2013. You're invited. Peter and I talked about his new book and how his experience creating it illustrated the steps to going after your dreams. Peter, what would you say that you've learned about yourself from writing this particular book and trilogy?
Well, the fact that I can do it. There's so many friends that I know on just through the years that are fans of literature and fans of authors and fans of just ideas that never had any of them out there put into the universe. And I was one of them for like the longest time. I was pretty much my own hindrance onto getting the book out. So the biggest thing that I've got from the book is that you can do it, you just have to do it. I was very lucky whenever I had just finished the book, I was shopping it around, and I wanted to be part of a publishing company that had other LGBT people who had a sense of family. You know, we're LGBT, but we have so much variety. And so I was able to find that with the company that I ended up going with, which is Doorkey Publishing. So I've been blessed ever since.
Talk to me for a moment about getting rid of that hindrance. How do you get past a block where you realize, yes, I am writing, yes, this is happening?
I think it just came from frustration, really. It was having all these ideas and not really thinking that anything would ever come of it. You have to really get past that. And then my friends with the first anthology book really helped out with that also. It wasn't just about me trying to promote myself or get my work out there. It was me with a group of friends that I really cared about and I really wanted to support. So I was not only just trying to help myself, I was also trying to help them realize their vision.
It's interesting how we'll do something for a group of people that we won't do for ourselves. I've seen that time and time again. What was your creative process like?
Well, it was really interesting. What I found out was, in my head, I do have a specific beginning, middle, and ending, and the route it's supposed to take. But as I write and develop these characters, they kind of had their own voice in my head, and they kind of started going off in their own way. Miss Whiskers, for example, was only supposed to be just a tool to give the main character some information and the readers information on something that's been happening. And she was only supposed to be in that one scene. And I ended up loving her so much that I ended up keeping her in the book a little bit longer than I had intended. And that kind of happened with so many other characters. Mika, for example, I wanted to flesh her out a little bit more, and I think I'm going to do that in the second book. But she was also supposed to be just an ally, and she just grew a little bit more than that. Same thing with Anna.
In fact, it looks as if Mika and Damon might kind of be interested in each other at one point. I guess we're going to have to wait and see if that happens in book two.
Well, what's funny with that, though, is I think that with the Damon character, it shows how you're raised and how you're brought up has a lot to do with the person that you end up becoming. So even though the werewolves live in this very secluded, rigid world with a lot of internal fighting, Damon's parents raised him to be an ambassador and to keep the peace and to have an open mind. So whenever it came to the situation at the end of the book where he gets introduced to these new people and this new way of life, the parents kind of take a step back and want to examine, you know, well, what does this mean? Whereas raising Damon to be that ambassador, he's open to new possibilities and new love interests that normally wouldn't have been open to any other character.
What would you really most like to give your readers through Devin, his friends, and their adventures?
Honestly, I just want my readers to have a really fun escape. I know a lot of times, you know, you go through work, you go through some things that you have to do just in regular life, and it gets a little bit much, and you want to have some kind of escape. And a lot of people do that by going to the movies. Some people do that whenever they're reading. So my hope is that my books will be a nice escape for the people that are reading the books, and so that way they can enjoy themselves.
When will book two be out?
I am probably going to have that book ready by the summer.
So 2014 summertime.
And finally, what time are you going to be reading? I could not find this online from Coven of Wolves on the 28th. Pride is.
So I will be available for another book reading on Saturday, September 28th at 4 p.m. at Mission Park, which is in Pasadena, near the corners of Holly and Raymond.
Peter, thank you for your time today.
Oh, thank you so much.